It is now 12:03 on Thursday, December 12th of 2024, and I call to order this session of the Administration Finance Issues Committee for the Orange County Water District. And with that, Madam Clerk, would you please conduct a roll call?
Roll call, Director Yeo, Director Nguyen.
Here.
Okay.
Director Mesqua, Director Meeks, Director Whitaker,
Here.
Director Wiegand,
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
I'm present as an observer.
Yes.
Yeah, same with Director Wiegand.
Yeah, same with me.
Oh.
Director Sheldon,
Here.
Director Tran, Director Green. You do have a quorum.
Okay. I'll just note for the record that Directors Bilodeau and Wiegand are observing as guests, but for purposes of voting and quorum, we have three directors present: Sheldon, Whitaker, and Wynn.
All right, thank you. Mr. General Manager, any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. With that, visitor participation. Seeing none here in-house, nothing virtual. Madam Clerk.
No,
Okay.
no hands raised.
So we'll move on then. Consent calendar items number 1 through 8. I would welcome a motion on this. Or any questions by any directors? Okay, well, we'll try it this way. I'll move approval of this item. And we have that slim quorum here.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Director Wynn. So moved and seconded. If there's nothing further, Madam Clerk, please a roll call.
Roll call, Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Great.
That motion carries 3-0.
Thank you. By the narrowest of margins here. Okay. What we have today then is we have preparation of fiscal year 2025 to 2026 budget. I assume Randy will be presenting on this.
Yes.
Director Yeo just joined.
Oh, great. Welcome, Director Yeo.
Yes, thank you, Director Whitaker. If you don't mind, for efficiency, would you please conduct the meeting? Thank you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Good afternoon, Mr. Fix.
Great. So this is our budget kickoff meeting for the fiscal 25-26 budget and its preparation and review. So some budget issues. We're going to have the same or the similar budget document to prepare in prior years. We'll be doing that for next fiscal year. It's a rather thick budget book. Pretty voluminous. Takes a while to prepare and present. So it's about a 4-month process that we're going through starting today. Another issue is groundwater pumping should be pretty stable to this year for next year. So this year we budget 292,000 acre feet of pumping, and we're tracking really close to budget. Through October, I think we're 102% above budget for pumping. So hoping to be at budget or a little better for this year. And then next year, we're planning a slight increase. We're in the process of reviewing those numbers, but we're thinking around 293,000 to 297,000 acre feet, and we'll firm that up as this process develops. Also, maintain the district's AAA credit rating. Involves maintaining strong metrics, coverage, days cash on hand, and leverage representative of the AAA entity. And then maintaining the basin production percentage, 85%. We've been 85% the last couple of years. And we're planning at 85% currently for the 25-26 budget year. So we're in the PFAS project right now in the first phase of that project. So 62 wells, we're planning to spend about $300 million. And to date, we've spent $265 million of that $300. And then beginning the second phase, 40 wells, now we're estimating at about $250 million. And we haven't started really spending too much money in that phase yet. That'll start with next fiscal year significantly. And then, you know, how do we pay for this? We'll continue to defer discretionary capital projects as we've done historically, making more funds available for PFAS, and then increasing the RA, having RA pay for a portion of the PFAS projects that we have done historically, maximizing our grant effort. Chris has talked about that at last several meetings about looking for grants, and we applied for many, and then the legal settlements. Dan DuPont and the others, we're hoping that that starts to come in at the beginning of next calendar year.
Would you rather field questions throughout or at the end?
Either way.
We'll go with your preference, or if the director has a preference, we can do that.
And here's a graph of what I talked about the spending. So here's the first phase. It shows what we've spent historically by fiscal year. And then we're estimating to spend $55 million this year. We've spent about 20 of that 55 through October. So that phase financially should be paid for at the end of this fiscal year. And then the second phase, the 40 wells, that's going to be a little more extended. Notice it spreads out through 8 years. There's a number of wells, maybe 10 or so, that there's some questions with at this point. Does the well site have enough space to put the treatment on? Do we need to drill a new well? So that's kind of why that spending is spread out a little bit more. Some other budget issues. As we have in the past, we'll continue to budget half the O&M for these PFAS treatment facilities. So that'll be in the budget. Another general fund item is we have a 4.5% COLA that'll be effective July 1st. Federal budget is about $43 million. So 4.5% of that, we're looking at probably about a $2 million increase for the COLA for next year. In the producer well loan program, we've talked about that a couple times at this committee meeting. So possibly having some of the RA go to building this reserve in order to lend out to various producers to put wells in to possibly increase pumping. Debt service. One thing that's going to be different is this year we paid $8.4 million of commercial paper down through the RA, and there's only $4.5 million remaining of the issuance of the commercial paper for the Lapama Basin property purchase. And like I said, that's down to $4.5 million. So $4.5 million will be in next year's budget for the pay down of that commercial paper. And that'll be done, and that property will have been paid for. Water budget, there's no planned purchases right now for net purchases to recharge the basin. Basin's in good shape. The operating range is 150,000 to 200,000 acre-feet overdraft, and we're better than that operating range. As of the end of last fiscal year, we were around 133,000 acre-feet overdraft. So basin's in good shape. I don't believe there's any need to purchase water. One thing we would like to consider, though, doing is building the water reserve fund. We have about $7 million at the end of the last fiscal year in the fund. That doesn't buy a lot of water, so possibly increasing that reserve in next year's budget. And then, as always, identify cost savings opportunities and possible budget reductions as we go through this process. And then groundwater pumping, as I mentioned, this year we're at 292 acre feet of pumping, and we're tracking really closely that 292 right now. For October, we're at 102% pumping versus budget. So about. And then the basin equity assessment this year, for those that don't already have incentives to pump above the BPP, we've offered $200 reduction in the BEA for those that don't already have a program for the BEA reduction. Now, for next year, we're looking to maintain the 85% and pumping, like I said, this is still being firmed up, but somewhere between 293 and 297 is what we're thinking right now. And we'll firm that up as we go through the budget process. However, with the BEA reduction of $200 reduction on the BEA for various producers to incentivize pumping, we're thinking that, you know, that was a temporary program and that it probably won't be needed for next year. I think pumping is back more, and we're looking to not renew that program. Now, here's the budget calendar. I won't go through each item, but some significant things. Today we have the kickoff meeting, and then January admin finance will providing a BPP and RA estimate, largely for the producers so that they can prepare their budget. And then at the first board meeting in March, we'll present the draft budget, the 25-26 budget, to the board. And then at the March and April WIC and admin meetings, we'll review the major components of the budget, the water fund and the water budget. We'll review the R&R and reserve. And then April at WIC and admin, we'll review the CIP budget and the general fund budget in detail. So we'll review the major components. And then finally, at the second board meeting in April, we'll have a public hearing to set the RA and the BPP and then consideration to approve the fiscal 25-26 budget. With that, that concludes my presentation.
Okay, well, that very concentrated. And I'd ask at this time, oh, I do see one hand raised, but I'll ask if directors have any questions or comments. In the meantime, I will get to Doug in a moment, but I have a couple things to follow up on. Our 85% pumping percentage, that's the high watermark, and that's the highest that we've ever had here at CWD.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And there is even a prospect of possibly going higher.
Potentially. No, we wanted to kind of get through the main most of the PFAS issues, because producers are going to have wells off while PFAS construction projects are going online. So in my mind, we need to have another couple of years here to get through that, to get through most of phase two. And then we could have discussions about increasing the BPP to a higher amount. It also will depend on what total water demands are doing. If total water demands continue decreasing as they have, that would make it easier to have a higher BPP. Eventually, we'll probably come back to the board and discuss the pros and cons of doing that.
Am I incorrect? We were running behind on pumping and we played some catch up here, Blake?
Yeah, we had. Randy was showing we expect pumping to be like 292,000 acre feet this year and a little bit more next year. 2 years ago, pumping was below 250,000 acre feet a year. And so that is why we lowered the BEA for those producers who could pump more. We gave them that financial incentive to do so. But we were hurting a couple years ago, and it was all because of PFAS and wells going offline. Yeah.
And Randy, you mentioned rebuilding the water reserve fund. Have we had a target in mind for that in the past, at a certain flat amount or a percentage?
We have a target. It's in the budget book. I forget the number. Is it 50%?
Yes. Whatever the overdraft is, have enough money in the water fund to be able to buy half of what the overdraft is.
Not sure if I ever knew that or if I'm just not remembering.
But it's something that it's very little discussion.
Okay. So at this point, what would you be looking at? If we were,
at this point, zero. Where the basin's full. And yeah,
so there is, depends on atmospheric rivers this year.
Well, that would, if we had three wet years in a row, that would be something.
See, I had one or two other little notes. Gotta say, that was one of the most efficient run throughs that I've seen at almost any agency or certainly government. I had a question on the on the filtration plants, the PFAS. At Water Issues yesterday, we got a close-up look at the resin. Are all of these resin type units? I know in Fullerton, we have the one GAC, the granulated activated charcoal. But are all the rest of these there resin?
Yeah.
Because we were looking at maybe meeting the requirement on our purchase on that estimate based on volume. Should some of these proceed, I don't know how many of them might go online in the next year or so. But if they do, that would probably improve our chances of at least hitting those volume targets, right?
Yeah. And Chris and Ryan are closely monitoring that. I think they have a pretty good handle on which projects will come online and the additional resin purchases that we'll make.
Yeah, sounds good. I see one hand out here, Doug's iPad. Doug, please go ahead if you have a question.
Thanks, Chair Whitaker. Doug Reinhardt. I've mentioned it before, but I just want to underline it again. If you do this well program where you're helping others, some of the producers, you know, put in new wells, I want to underscore the importance of making sure that all the documentation, all, you know, like a master plan done or something to make sure that the actual well will produce, can produce the additional amount, and it just doesn't replace others, or there's no cone of influence issues. So all the things that make sure if you've got a 2000 GPM well, you're actually adding 2000 into the system. Thank you.
Thanks for the question. Any other questions or comments by directors, or you look like you might have a comment?
No, I was just going to say we completely agree with Director Reinhardt's comment.
Yeah. So Director Yeo, Director Nguyen. Seeing nothing. Okay. I think we got the message there. Thanks. All right. Well, with that item, we will move forward. The other item that we have this afternoon is item number 10, which would be the monthly cash disbursements report. Anything that should be highlighted?
Yeah, nothing to highlight, and that information is in the packet.
Very swift. So I would direct that, that item number 9 be agendized at our next board meeting, the December 18th board meeting. And with that, are there any directors' announcements or reports?
Personally, because I'm counting.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, of course, the consent and the rest of the balance would be placed on our consent calendar on December 18th.
I did want to give one piece of information to the committee regarding the groundwater replenishment system. And you may recall this past summer, the sanitation district, they were having issues and they weren't able to give us all the water we were wanting to fully operate the groundwater replenishment system. The sanitation district has resolved their issues, and so the plant is running now, back up to almost capacity. The plant right now is running at 120 million gallons a day. Typically, we'd like that to be a little bit higher, you know, maybe bouncing between 125 and 130 million gallons a day. But our issue right now is we have all the water we need from the sanitation district. Our issue right now is we don't have places to put all the water. We inject a lot of the groundwater replenishment system, injected along the coastline, and then we have mid-basin injection wells in Centennial Park and Santa Ana. Because groundwater levels are so high, because the groundwater basin is relatively full, we're not able to inject as much water as we normally would. And that is kind of a common wintertime issue, but that's preventing us from getting the groundwater replenishment system up to the 125, 130 MGD area. But we're very happy, you know, we're making 120 million gallons a day and the basin's full. So in the summertime, groundwater levels should go down some and we'll be able to get more water out at GWRS.
But through the winter, not as much irrigation.
Exactly. Water demands are down. And so groundwater levels always come up in the wintertime.
I was going to ask earlier whether that cresting problem had alleviated very much.
The cresting from that,
whatever the term would be for the groundwater rising so high.
Over in Huntington Beach, it's been resolved. There were some key wells that they began operating this past summer. Yeah. And we'll be watching it this spring closely, though. It could come back this spring. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I see no directors. Director Nguyen has a hand raised. Please go ahead, Director Nguyen.
Oh, thank you. I just have a thought. This year, November and December, we didn't have that much rain. But since we have a lot of water now, that's not going to affect anything, right?
No, we're in good shape. There's no issues. I mean, the basin is completely full. And so the last two months have been relatively dry, but no, we still get most of our rain in December, January, and February. So it's, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you expect some rain in late December and January?
Typically, that's when we get it, in February and early March. But, we'll wait and see. But the basin is very full. If we have a dry year, water levels could go down, the amount of stored water could go down, but we're still in very good shape, even if we had a dry year.
Okay, and then my next question is, I know we're trying to maintain the AAA status. So right now, are we at a AAA minus or just A or A plus?
No, AAA, AAA, Randy, reconfirmed that was it with Fitch in October. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So we're looking good. All of our financial metrics are very strong.
Is it a strong triple A or is it a weak triple A? That's what I mean.
Okay. We would say strong, and it's getting even better, our financial metrics. So Randy's sleeping well, I can tell you that.
Oh, okay. If Randy's sleeping well, then I should be sleeping well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Director Nguyen. Director Wagon.
Yeah, I just had a question on John had said. So in the winter months, if we do the 125, 130, we just turn it down and we don't go that? If they have the capacity to do that, we turn it down? Or are we actually still sending it up to Anaheim and just creating more pools of the water that we're pumping? What if you could just help me understand that for GWRS?
Yeah, we dial the plant down.
Okay.
Just dial the knob down and don't make as much water. Yeah.
Would it be something we could, you know, sell to other agencies if we had a place to store it? You know, if we sent it and then, you know, stored it, and could we potentially sell it to South County, or is that even something we've ever considered or thought of, or too much drama for what that would be?
No, first you would need a place to store it.
Right.
Then you would need the infrastructure to send it down there. And it's, it's not potable water also.
Right.
Yeah, it would need further treatment. So there's a lot of infrastructure concerns there before you could do something like that.
Got it. Okay, cool. Thanks.
And not producing at that level, we have variable costs that will see some relief as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Director Yeo again?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Whitaker. It looks like if we have the OC Bay project up and running, there is a place to store that additional water. I was going to ask, so we really use up all the percolation capacity up in Anaheim? Like we cannot send any more up there, huh?
Yeah, the pipeline going up to the Anaheim recharge basins has a capacity of 100 million gallons a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we don't want to over-inject along Ellis either.
Right. I mean, we're pushing as much water as we can into the injection wells. But yeah, at some point you could get flooding on the surface. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, John. Maybe I'll wash my driveway later just to help out a little bit.
Yep. I guess these are good problems to have here. Huh?
It is. That was the original board here.
Question that I had earlier to Mr. General Manager, you have a long memory on certain things you mentioned earlier, three rainy years in a row. Can you recall the last time that happened?
No, I can't. I can remember, say, three wet years in five, never three back to back to back.
2003 to 2005.
In the late 90s, we had a lot of wet years, 95 to 2000. I'd have to go back and check to get the exact numbers, though. Yeah.
Now we had the director's reports. Do you have anything as general manager report?
Nothing to report.
Okay. I have one quick one here that from our recent to Aqua, we received this on behalf of being a sponsor for the Aqua conference. And yeah, Linda was going to use that for weightlifting for her one good run. But anyway, yeah, I certainly, as director, have always appreciated our firm's support of Aqua conferences. They're very helpful. So with that, we are now adjourned.